Hey, it's Conor O'Neill, and welcome to the Know Yourself Performance Podcast, where I want to help you to excel through improving your nutrition, training, and psychology. If you enjoy it, share it on social media or with a friend. I've seen it with many lads. When sport is going well for them, they're on top of the world. And when it's not, they're down in the dumps. How their sport is going determines how they feel about themselves. In other words, their self-esteem. Even if it's not in sport, we've likely all at some point found our moods being determined almost solely by one aspect of life. It might be a work or business venture or school. It might be a relationship. It might indeed be sport. And it's understandable. You want the things you value to go well, and when they don't, you're obviously going to be disappointed. But this way of being can cause problems when that one aspect is the only thing that you're relying on for your self-esteem. Mainly because these things are only partially down to your own control and will therefore sometimes not go your way. Here's what I suggest. Diversify your self-esteem. In financial investing, there's a term called diversification, which refers to the idea that you should invest in a range of assets so that your portfolio isn't only relying on one or two assets. By diversifying your financial assets, you're less vulnerable to the effects of the value of one or two assets going up or down, since the others even out any fluctuations. Taking the same tact with your self-esteem can mean having a number of different aspects of life that you're able to progress in, and from which you can allow yourself to derive your self-esteem. Then, when one aspect of life isn't going so well, maybe there's another area that is going well that can even out the effect of the negative aspect. This might mean taking up a new hobby or project, or it might be as easy as simply placing more importance on other things that you're already doing. For example, if not getting on the team is getting you down, perhaps you also allow yourself to take a feeling of achievement from getting your gym numbers up. Or if your business is struggling, whilst continue to improve it, you also allow yourself to feel good about the home improvement work you're doing around the house. Or you're struggling with work, maybe allowing yourself to derive just as much of your self-esteem from how well you're doing and spending time with your kids would be useful. It's not going to take away the negative feeling that you have about the thing that isn't going well, but it might ease the effect that it has on how you feel about yourself. In the actual moment of feeling down on yourself, however, it's pretty difficult to make these mental changes. Instead, consider this more of a long-term project where you're setting up your life ahead of time with a range of projects and pursuits, giving you various areas from which you can derive your sense of self-esteem, even when one aspect isn't going so well. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Know Yourself Performance Podcast. If you got something from it, it would mean a lot if you shared it on social media or sent it on to a friend. If you want to find out more about how you can take your nutrition, training, and psychology to the next level, check out the link in the description or go to knowyourselfperformance.com.